Five Steps in the Increasing Outpouring of Affection, by Krishna's Mercy.
Yo ma pashyati sarvatra. Sarvancha mai pashyati. Tasyaha na pranashyami. Sacha me na pranashyati.
Quote, for one who sees me everywhere and sees everything in me, I am never lost, nor is he ever lost to me.
Lord Krishna, Bhagavad Gita, 6.30.
1. Parents.
They are the first people I remember meeting. They are everything to me. I don't care if you think they are bad. You might consider them to be selfish, that they take advantage of my kindness, but I see things differently. If you don't love and appreciate your parents, what kind of person are you?
2. Brothers and sisters.
One thing I like about having siblings is that we are free to make derogatory remarks about our parents. There is no serious offense, because we share the same link. We have similar memories from childhood, where nature just happened to place us in the same household. It is like being sent to live abroad, while attending college, and creating association with others in the surrounding area.
3. Family.
I am so proud of our family. My aunts and uncles, grandparents and forefathers before them, they lay the groundwork for the current generation to succeed. I am sometimes overwhelmed at the responsibility, the pressure to live up to expectations, but then I remember at least we are handed down expectations. We have something to live up to. I want to honor my family by the example I set in living life.
4. Community and Nation.
I am so happy to go into town each day. We live in a wonderful neighborhood. Everyone is friendly. There are people of various backgrounds. Not everyone speaks the same language, natively, but somehow we come together. If I think about it, there is no other country I would rather live in. This is my home, for better or for worse. We have our difficult moments, but we always come through in the end. It is a shared struggle.
5. Whole Human Society.
Don't tell anyone, but I actually appreciate every person that I come across. I don't know when it started, but I can't help but offer respect. Even the worst of the worst, I know that they simply fell into bad sorts. They perhaps had poor association growing up. They copied what others around them were doing. I feel this connection with the entire universe, as if a single thread of energy holds everything together. We are a lot more alike than we are different. I will always take the time to hear someone out, to not discount their views out of prejudice or fear of my beliefs being challenged.
His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada explains that even if the loving sentiment extends to the last category, where every single person receives some sort of appreciation and respect, the loving propensity is not complete. This is on account of the imperfection in interaction. The loving spirit is always there, as evidenced by the varying degrees of extension. Even if you consider the worst possible person, they at least show affection to someone else. They perhaps love their parents or the pet kept within the home. The loving spirit is always there because it is in the very nature of the individual, who is soul. Since this property can never be removed, it is known as dharma. Both the soul and its dharma exist in both forwards and backwards directions. Sanatana Dharma. This is the more accurate and meaningful way to identify religion. More than blind faith or sentiment attached to a particular institution, real religion is like the corrective method for exercising love. The recipient on the other side is always the same. He may go by different names based on time and circumstance. Just as one person may only know the sun through the rays and sunshine, so I may only perceive of God in the indirect manner, interacting with his material energy. The further a person progresses in their understanding, the more they will be able to exercise their natural loving sentiment. There are no limitations in this engagement, as the Supreme Lord is as eternal as the Dharma used for connecting with him. This explains how a person can continue to chant the holy names for years and years. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. The Supreme Lord is their most cherished object of worship, and they vow to never let go of the association. There is the eventual exit from the body, and so it may appear as though external forces can check the loving relationship. Sri Krishna gives assurance that the devoted soul will never be lost to him. The relationship will continue into the future, for as long as there is the desire to love. In closing, parents, family and friends, love in this way to extend, even if reaching the peak, still more to seek, because for God actually meant, an eternal engagement spent, such that love automatically to share, for all of his children to care.